This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Welcome to the South in New Trump America. Shit. Be careful.
Now, I wish a motherfucker would.
I wish a Trumper would.
Shit.
Get in the conversation.
It's time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir Camayo, my cool man from the county of D, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. This is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon. And as always, on my right-hand side, I got... Vlad is not in the conversation this week.
He's in China, though, man.
Is he? He's out the country.
He's in China.
I haven't spoken to Vlad since the election.
He's in China.
He's not in America.
He's eating crazy food that look like a brain.
I heard. It don't look like a brain. It's a brain.
From what?
From China. I guess
what
some
kind
type
of brain?
Brain.
A human brain?
It looked big as hell. It looked like either a human brain or like a cow brain. I think a human brain might be bigger than a cow brain, but who am I to speculate? But one thing I know, on my left-hand side, I got...
You got the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad, up in here.
Uh-oh. What's up, man?
New Trump America.
Yeah. Yep.
What you think?
Oh, man. I'm still kind of processing it, man. I'm going through a bunch of different things. There's a bit of denial. Not really, but you know, it's like I thought I was going to be less anxious after the election. I thought that, dead ass, I thought that, like, I'm tired of all this shit. Let's get Hillary in there, because I felt like, all right, you know, okay, y'all manipulating how you know, my anxiety and shit. I literally, after we had our, we did the podcast, I literally slept on Trump. I was tired. I came home. I saw that it was still close. I talked to my political correspondent, Chris, over here, who had talked to, I guess, looked at Nate Silver's situation. Long story short, everybody was fucking wrong. I woke up the next morning, and Donald Trump was the motherfucking president of the United States of America, dog. The shit that you probably dismissed, the shit that you was probably, Lord, please, God, shit that people ain't want to really talk about. Woo! That shit is right now. It is, as you said, a Trump America.
Yeah, man, this shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like what I'm noticing is that, you know, collectively, everybody's fearing the worst.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, in individual cases, there's some people that's like already like made up in their mind that it's about to be something's about to happen that they already done submitted to. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, fuck, oh, shit.
It's fate.
They might as well go back to the plantation.
Right.
Like, wait a minute now.
Be careful.
You know what I'm saying? Those words are powerful now.
Right. You know don't concede.
Right. Just, you know, just lay down and shit.
Right.
Because motherfucker ain't even inaugurated yet.
Right.
I done laid down.
Yes, that's true. You know a lot of people that feel like they got no hope.
Right. And that's the most dangerous part about all this shit when you start looking at the feedback loop of the internet,
right,
or the feedback loop of the media, just uh-huh, playing shit over and over and over and over. You have these preconceived ideas that you just jump on board with,
right,
without even kind of letting the situation play itself out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to avoid, you know what I'm saying, making up my mind on what some shit gonna be.
All right, well, hold on. Let's take a step back. Where were you when the news hit? Like,
I was asleep.
Okay.
When the news, but prior to that, we was at the Casablanca.
Right. Okay. So you was in a joyous mood.
No, that shit was nervous, man.
Even in the club.
The shit was nervous. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Oh, right.
Rosny had a party, like an election party.
Oh, man.
And And shit, man, it wasn't 10 o'clock. Man, was nervous and sweating bullets. Like, people couldn't enjoy it. They couldn't enjoy themselves because, you know what I'm saying, they, one, the way that they was, you know, already reporting it.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Scary.
They was already big and like, oh, shit, this shit could happen.
Right.
So everybody was, you know what I'm saying, mad nervous up in that bitch.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to, I didn't stay too long because I didn't want to really see the outcome.
Right.
Because, you know what I'm saying, it was, you know what I'm saying, it was only a few blacks in there.
Ooh.
So I didn't want to, you know, I ain't wanted to, I ain't wanted, you know what I'm saying?
What, no uprising?
I know, I didn't want to see, you know what I'm saying, I didn't want to, because I was in that same bar watching the first Cleveland Warriors game.
Right.
The Warriors championships.
Right.
And it got kind of tense and racially tense when all the whites was going for the Warriors and then
all the blacks was going for
not
Cleveland?
All the blacks, but then the few blacks that was going for Cleveland had their little section,
right?
And it got kind of nervous at points. Well, it got racially tense.
What happened?
I don't remember the specifics, but we talked about it. If we go back and rewind some of the episodes, we talked about it. Okay. But it was just certain things that would happen in the game, and you know, like when. All of the white people in the club rise up at certain points because they stay real silent until, you know what I'm saying, until it's almost
certain victory
said and done, and then they rise up real strong.
I told you, nigga.
Like, what? Where the fuck y'all been? What was the friendly, you know what I'm saying, revelry before? Now it's like, ha-ha!
It's a lot of covert mobilization.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of covert mobilization.
And it seemed like the same thing is happening now. So when I was in that bar, I had kind of flashbacks to that. You know what I'm saying? And then I noticed that, you know what I'm saying, all the blacks had huddled around one table.
Mm.
And I was like, who was I sitting next to? Memso. I was sitting next to Memso. I was like, Memso, shit, why all the blacks done mobilized to one table? He said, where? Like, here, motherfucker, look around.
Uh-huh.
He didn't even notice.
That's crazy.
It was just us. And then everybody else was white. So it was like, you know what I'm saying?
You ever notice that we do that damn near everywhere? Like, do you ever, like, very often, it's a gathering, and if it's a bunch of white people there, and it's a few black people there, even if they don't know each other, at some point, the black people will congregate and become their own little, rather than... mingle about.
No, I see people mingle, but I have no problem with the black table.
I mean,
unless, you know what I'm saying, unless you just paralyzed at the table.
That's my thing. Like that's the thing. Like, don't marginalize yourself. Don't just be the black table. Just be black in that motherfucker.
No doububt.
Walk the room.
I just think the room got nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you wanted to be close.
And then,
to
not even, it was, maybe it was subconscious, but, you know, it was her party, so, you know what I'm saying, she had her table and her collective of people.
Right.
So, you know, of course, they was going to all be there.
Of course.
But it just happened to be that all of us was around this one little table. You know what I mean? It wasn't much to it. I just left up out of there, man, before it got too crazy. Because they had that nervous energy, and I ain't want that nervous energy up on me.
Yeah, you can't take on nobody else's nervous energy. I don't like that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you woke up. Cause I woke up, turned the news on, and I clearly was not expecting it. Like way kind of way back in the recesses, my lady was asleep when I woke up. She stayed up and watched the situation. She was like, "You want me to wake you up when whatever's gonna happen?" I was like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna just sleep it out." You know what I mean? Cause I was really just ready to wake up to a whole new thing, Hillary Clinton presidency. And I turned that news on. My lady was in the bed asleep. I'm in the living room. I ain't never felt so alone in my life, bro. That shit was a moment. It was like, nah.
You needed a little black table to go to.
Exactly. I was like, where is my black table? I need a seat at the table. Shout out to Solange. But what was your moment when it hit you? How did you process?
I was just blowed. Because I didn't get up and turn on the TV or no shit. I rolled over, grabbed the phone. And did the little, you know what I'm saying, woo woo.
Twitter,
ooh. You know what I'm saying, Google, whatever
I did.
I saw it, I just put the phone back down, laid back down, like, man.
Shit.
And luckily, I don't go to a job every day where you got the water cooler, and you know what I'm saying, and you have to talk about that shit.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So I was at home. I did my own thing. I played some trap music and some, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just chilled out. I had a meeting in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Okay.
That I promptly canceled.
Okay. You smart.
Because I didn't feel like, you know what I'm saying, being
you ain't
a,
feel like it was
in
going...
rich America. Because, right. You know what I'm saying, rich America is kind of Trump America sometimes.
It
so,
might have
you know,
been a disconnect.
So I never met these people. So, you know what I'm saying, I had to take my time with it.
I had to do a damn a promo shoot that day. I was at a 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. That's why I went to sleep. I had a 6 a.m. mm-hmm. pickup. So I had to get up early. And then I had to go do a promo shoot where I had to smile mm-hmm. in a room full of white mamas.
Nah, no doubt.
And that shit. But everybody, honestly, in that room, at least as they presented themselves,
right.
Everybody seemed disappointed. Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody right. seemed, a lot of people, but again, we live in New York City.
Right, right.
A lot of people seem stunned and in disbelief. I've said, as a comedian, it feels like I read the room wrong. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, after it hit, then you like, okay, all right, I see how that happened. But mm-hmm. you kind of felt, I've always had this thing throughout the whole shit, like, racism is obviously, that's one thing. Misogyny is a whole nother thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know why I still felt for the whole thing like, America ain't gonna go for this shit. Even if there is all of that there, smart Americans that, you know what I mean? Like, America can't, like, this shit, this cat, to be the president, there used to be so many hoops you had to jump through. You had to have a actual measure of decorum, some type of integrity. Like, you had
ran
to be.
Ran for office.
You had to
been elected for some
been
shit.
Been elected for some, had some.
Went to the military or some shit.
Shown your taxes. All of that type of shit. But you had to be somewhat presidential.
Right.
Trump gave motherfuckers his ass to kiss all the way to the White House.
He held his dick and put up the middle finger on y'all.
So that's my thing is I can't even really see him. I mean, people are saying, well, now he's probably going to build some teams and he'll probably start being a little bit more across the aisle and a little bit more open to dialogue and all that. Wow. He won grabbing his dick, being the motherfucking... A full-on douche, but like that motherfucker Trump, he was unapologetically Trump all the way to the White House.
That was the strategy.
Yeah, but that shit bugged me out. I was like, yeah, damn.
Yeah, but you know, they
I'm past it now.
They let
not,
you see it. Now it's there.
Now it's time. Now it's just like, all right, well, you can't cry about it. You got to deal with it. You gotta use all the your optimism. Your optimism has to stay on a high. I feel like you gotta really connect with your people, you know, like on every level, like mm-hmm. really be empathetic, but like really build these relationships. Get back connected with your people because y'all gonna need each other in a minute. Shit gonna get crazy. Chris.
What is going to get crazy? How?
I don't know. That's the thing. That's the anxiety of whole shit. You don't know. They about to put Rudy Giuliani as the Secretary of State.
They said they ain't not doing that.
He turned it down?
No. They offered him Attorney General. He said he wanted Secretary of State.
Oh, wait, is this recent? Because I know earlier today, I'd heard that they was talking about him being Attorney General. That was the first conversation.
Uh-huh.
Then I heard that, like, yo, they said if he want the Secretary of State job, it's his for the taking.
Oh, I ain't
so I don't
that.
Know. I know they put the guy Scott Bannon from Breitbart in the building as the chief campaign advisor. I mean,
is that all official or that's just the plan?
I don't know. I mean, this is what I've been hearing.
No, Bannon, that's
a go.
That's a lock.
And yeah. The other guy, Penis or whatever the other, I forget his name.
Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus. Chris, talk to us, man. How did you feel? You are the political correspondent here. You assured me.
Yes.
That, you know, we was going to have a good old Hillary presidency. What the fuck happened, Chris?
Yeah, well, I got a text from you the next day, just surprise.
Yeah, oh,
like,
man.
Yeah, it was a surprise. You know, yeah, I was going by Nate Silver, who had been right the last, you know, two or three election cycles, so I was trusting the numbers that he put out there.
Right.
But if you look, you know, he had Hillary at a 55% chance of winning Florida, 55% chance of winning,
right.
You know, these different states. And, yeah, 55, I'd rather take 55 than 45, but,
right.
You know, it went the other way.
It ain't 70.
Right. And, you know, yeah, I think more people came out to vote for Trump than any of the polls had suggested, which would throw Nate Silver's stuff off because he can only run the numbers on the polls that are out there. So if more people come out to vote for him. And yeah, I mean, he got a huge percentage of non-college white women in the middle of the country. And, you know, there were certain pockets of minority communities that weren't able to vote because of different, you know, rollbacks on the Voter Rights Act, things like that. Mm. You know, she didn't go to Wisconsin, which was a huge fuck up. Obviously, that's the thing that tipped the election. So, yeah, I mean, it's I really was surprised. And, you know, the other thing is the majority of Americans didn't go for him. You know, she won the popular vote. It just turns out that the people that were going to vote for him were in the right states. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know.
Well, they're saying Giuliani is not a lock right now because he has some fucked up foreign ties that's you know, anti-U.S. and Israel.
Good, good, good.
So it's complicated right now as a front runner for Secretary of State.
I mean, I don't really feel like none of that shit matters anyway. You remember when they told Obama he had to, like, disavow his pastor? He had to disavow another guy whose house he was at. I forget another professor whose house he was at because he may have had certain ties.
Yeah, Bill Ayers.
Yeah. Meanwhile, David Duke was like, yo, we won.
My man's my in man. Them.
We did this. Then he said, tweeted, yo, if you think this is about unity, you are mistaken. Come on, man. And then Trump ain't even, he's not publicly said anything to
why would he?
Distance himself.
Why would he?
I guess now this in this Trump America, there's no reason. Why apologize? Why do anything to make the greater America feel comfortable with your polarization? But I mean, why would you not? I mean, if you've been the guy that's been stoking the flames of fear, racism, misogyny, you know, xenophobia, all of that, and it's gotten you where you got to.
Right.
I mean, shit, you can't distance yourself now.
I mean, this,
especially they got you into the White House.
I mean, this country ain't been unified, you know what I'm saying? Shit, before Trump, you know what I'm saying? We was tearing cities up, you know what I'm saying? On black issues and issues of people of color and, you know what I mean? And the way that the country's being ran and how certain people are being treated. So, you know, by them stoking those are flames that already existed. They putting gas on it.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't expect more from these motherfuckers, man. But the tripped out part is he top dog right now. And you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to figure out what's what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. You know what I mean? We'll see.
Yeah, man. Anyway.
You know what I'm saying? You went to the South. I went to the South.
Went to the South.
How was your trip to the South?
My South trip was, it was, you know what? I didn't know what to expect. I dead ass didn't know what to expect. For a while, I'd been excited about going to Nashville because I heard Nashville was a fun town. You know, Blasey Skip. And then as shit got real, I called
it. Once the reports started coming
back. Yeah, shit started changing.
Random acts of racism.
Yeah, where shit was looking crazy. I'm like, Nashville?
That's where we going? Who booked this?
Yeah, that shit ran to the motherfucker. But I got down to Nashville, and Nashville was blue. Nashville and Memphis were blue in a red state. Nashville was surprisingly more progressive than I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. Way blacker than I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And after a minute, I was like, I don't know why I didn't expect it to be as black as it was. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, Nashville is the home of the honky-tonk. You know what I mean? Right, and I was like, I don't know if I need to be around any honky-tonk energy right after the Trump win. This is Empire Strikes Back weekend, you know. But if you looked at it, the optics, as they say, if you was down there, like I went down Broadway downtown, like where the honky-tonks and all that shit was, it was a lot of shit going on. It was like a Predators game. There was a Titans game. There was a Packers game. So it was like people from everywhere. And it was like overwhelmingly white.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I was outnumbered like shit. But it was like, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't overt. It wasn't no pushing. It wasn't no, hey, nigga.
No, you know, no stare downs?
Wasn't no stare. I was looking for the stare downs. I was looking for the stare downs. Did you get any stare downs? You was in the South.
I got off the plane in Charlotte. And I got a stare down, dog.
Uh-oh.
You know, Charlotte got the little moving escalators, not right. escalators, but the moving walkways.
Sidewalk.
Yeah, so I'm on one side, he on the other. And I see him coming down the way. I see him giving me the, you know what I'm saying? You know how Bernie Mac say, you motherfucker, look you up from head to toe.
Yeah.
You know that,
sizing your ass
that
up.
That means you want to do something.
Right.
Bust a move then.
Right. Right,
so,
right.
You know, I seen him from afar, but you know what I'm saying?
Older, younger, where
he at? He was probably 30-something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But he wasn't in no position to be looking nobody up and down.
Oh, he was
not
me.
Not me.
Nah.
Uh-uh.
Wasn't it going to be a fair one?
No, it wasn't. Nah. So I got all 6'3 and shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
But when we got close and I looked him in his face, he looked to the floor. So I was like, all right, well, you know what I'm saying? So about an hour later, about a couple hours later, my man called me. And he said, you know, I see you in North Carolina. What's the
climate?
What's the climate like?
Temperature.
I was like, oh, it's nice outside. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what he was talking about.
Ah, was like, motherfucker, you know what I mean. Like, the climate.
Like, it's beautiful, actually. Like,
the climate.
So
it's great outside.
I said, man, you know, it's straight. I got a couple of looks, but you know what I'm saying? For me, how I really felt about the shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And how I still feel about the shit. Is that me, myself, personally,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I'm in a good place
right.
in my life, you know what I'm saying? I feel good by myself.
Right.
I feel like I'm shining, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
From the inside out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I told him, I'm like, man, shit, when they look at me, they, you know what I'm saying? I'm shining so bright, they're going to have to look away, man. That's
all
it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my whole approach to it is, man, I'm coming full on me. If you don't like it, man, you got to look somewhere else.
Right.
Because when you look at me, you're going to see it.
Yeah, you ain't going to dim it.
Nah, you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to see where I'm at with
right.
it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all it's going to be.
I mean, that's all it should be.
And so the next day, Saturday, I was headed to the event.
Part of North Carolina is it? Charlotte?
I was in Charlotte.
Okay.
So we was out there with Miller Lite, finale of the Kickback series, Rich Homie Quan performed.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was a situation. And so.
Wait. The good situation?
It was a good situation.
Okay,
a good situation.
The way you said it, it was a situation.
It was a good situation. Okay. Like a good situation. Okay. Like, you know, a lituation.
Oh, a lituation. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
No, I wasn't up on my, you know what I'm saying?
it's
my semantics.
You hit it with the verb. It was a situation. All right, so guys,
so
a lituation.
I'm coming out of my room, headed to the elevator. I get to the elevator, and it's a white girl there, you know what I'm saying? No, probably 32.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Plaid shirt, Georgia Bulldog hat on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She chilling.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up. You know, I'm chilling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got a big-ass camera and shit.
Right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? So I ain't looking like no threat
right.
that I know of.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had on my stunner shades and, you know what I'm saying? My wizard look, but, you know,
okay.
that's it. But then her boyfriend.
Your wizard look. You know, I ain't threw that shit in this smooth. My wizard. I had to look at Chris. Like, Chris, you know the wizard look? What's the wizard look?
You know, when I had that long G-Star shirt,
okay.
the black joint I wear when I'm shooting.
Okay.
So when I bent over, you know, my ass don't show and all that, so I always throw that on like a smock. I'm wearing that shit, you be looking like a wizard.
Okay. Okay. Hilarious. So you got your wizard, you out here straight.
So I'm
full out, wizardry.
I'm in my wizardry and shit, shining like a motherfucker and shit. And then her boyfriend or husband, I don't know, he came around the corner. I guess he left the room after her and was gonna meet at the elevator. But then when he hit the corner, he did one of them stutter steps like, oh shit.
Uh-huh. She's in trouble.
Like, yeah, like, but like he was about to leave her in trouble.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that
shit.
What the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
man.
I mean, y'all are on edge.
Right.
What you,
a lot of people was on edge.
Y'all on edge.
Yeah.
So, you know, he see the camera, so he calm down and shit. Then, you know, he strike up a little, you know, hey, so what are you doing? I'm shooting.
Right.
Like, what you shooting? I was like, a movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
you know I'm like I said I'm embracing the shit with full on. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Freedom.
Yeah. So you know, who's the star of the movie? I said Miller Lite.
Right.
And then his girl was like, oh, that's the wrong answer. And I'm like, okay, hold up. What's that now? What you mean that's the wrong answer?
Yeah.
But she was like, nah, he worked for Budweiser. I'm like, oh, okay, shit.
You
know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, you know, we got it going. You should come through. He's like, ah, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Can't
you
be
know?
Seen there.
Then he was like, you know. But, you know, Miller Lite got it in Charlotte. But you come where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? It's Budweiser. I'm like, okay.
Where you from?
You know what I'm saying? Greensville somewhere. Okay. One of the country towns. And so that was that.
Uh-huh.
Then I was, you know, Rich Homie Quan performed, and I got off the stage, went back in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And who the fuck do I see?
Miller Lite. A Budweiser.
Budweiser and his girl. I saw his girl first, and she like, hey!
Oh, that's love.
You know what I'm saying? Big ass hugged. And this motherfucker, he ain't no little dude.
Yeah.
He come over there. He hugging me all. Hey!
Right.
Making a drunken noise, just right. Loud as fuck. The whole motherfucking dance floor looking at me like, what the fuck is going on?
That's a good moment.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, it started off tense. In one of them situations where you could have felt the way. Like, nigga, ain't nobody fucking right. Fucking with you.
Depending on how you took it.
How you took it, you know right. What I'm saying? But like I said, man, I'm coming with my full shine, right. Man. And turned that shit into, you know what I'm saying, Muhammad America.
Energy is everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Energy is everything. I had a similar situation in Nashville, go out. Went mm-hmm. to, you know, I'm in Nashville, so
yeah.
Got to do the hot chicken report. This is the mecca of the hot chicken.
D-Lemon's hot chicken report.
Let me just mention, the KFC Nashville tenders, they're back. I had them this week.
Really? Yeah. Which is interesting. Kentucky doing Nashville chicken, which is weird. But all right, so we're going to get to it. So first stop I go to when I get there is Hattie B's. Hattie B's is literally right around the corner from my hotel, so I was like, well, I gotta check it out. This is one of the famed hot chicken spots. So
okay,
I go
okay.
there, I'm online, and there's this white couple that was in the same hotel, and they was walking down the block, same block with me, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like 40s, one dude got like, a camouflage kind of mesh trucker hat, so you mm-hmm. you know,
yeah, that's
like, wait
that's
a minute, yeah, that look a little. Now you start looking for cues and shit. Right.
So I saw that Georgia Bulldog hat. I'm like, right. Hey, you know, what
looking
saying?
For cues. We all profile each other. You know what I mean? Look at that, you know. Anyway, so
looking like a Trumper,
yeah. But we wind up just standing online for chicken, right with each other, and then we strike up a conversation. Turns out they're from Jersey. They was in town. They go around looking at stadiums. They go to various sporting events and like they tour the country looking at various stadiums. Mm-hmm. So we kick it because we online for this chicken for like a podcast amount of time. Like,
wow.
It's fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I was out in Nashville maybe 36 hours. At least 2.5 hours of those was me online for chicken. Just I'm not proud of it. But anyway, so we online and we chopping it up. We kicking it. Blase skip. We even start talking about, you know, what we in town for. Bop, 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 bop. Wind up even sitting at the table, eating the chicken at the table. Bop, bop, mm-hmm. bop, bop, bop. So I'm like, this is a moment. This don't right. feel like Trump America. Right. This is progressive. You know what I mean? Black male, white couple, we eating fried chicken together.
It's a liberation.
It's a chicken liberation. This is what we want. And then, so I go, that night I had a show, and I'm on stage, and I'm talking about that. I say that. I say, you know, and I'm fucking, who'd have thought? I had some chicken with these white couple. The white couple was like, we in the building. They sure enough, they in the front row right there. I was like, all right, that's love. And that's it. Like, if you.
They support it.
They support it.
You told them you had a show?
I told them I had a show. And okay. They, you know, yeah. I didn't expect, you know, I didn't know. I never expect people to show up, especially if I don't know you like that. And they definitely came
out. So you
told
that story not knowing they was right there.
Not knowing they was right there. I cracked it open.
You didn't say no bad shit, did you?
No, I ain't kill him. It would have been hilarious had I just slandered him or telling the wrong story. Nah, I was telling it like it is. And they were like, oh, shit. So it was a dope moment. Nah, it felt real. It felt real cool. But it's all about back to, like, energy, love. Like, regardless of what's going on in the world that you can't control, all you could do is control
exactly
how you present yourself to the people. You right. know what I mean? What love and what energy you give out. And 9 times out of 10, that shit will be reciprocated.
Right. And that's all we be doing anyway, man. Yeah. Before you was grown, you ain't care who was the president.
No, you didn't. I mean, it didn't really matter. Like, you learned what to feel about these presidents from, like, the adults.
From NWA. I never had to deal with the president.
Right, right. All of that shit. You knew Reagan wasn't shit.
The motherfucking president.
You know. We just stopped saying fuck the president, like maybe.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah. You know. That's new. That's new. You know I saying? Also, but I do think, I was telling friends of mine on the group chat, I think hip hop about to get better.
Yeah, it seemed like that.
When we kind of, I don't want to say we fucked up because we don't know yet, but when the political climate is not necessarily in our favor, cats step their bars up because cats is looking
for shit to say.
Yeah, they got shit to say, and people are looking for inspiration. They're looking for some greater meaning,
right.
You know, and typically it turns into, you know, if you look at Reagan era, that's like golden era of hip hop,
yeah.
You know? So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I done seen a little bit of it already. I see some Odd Parents, Common and Gucci Man on the song, Black America again, you know, like shit.
Sober Gucci is a little different.
Oh, Sober Gucci's a whole different motherfucker.
Oh, Sober Gucci is different.
That nigga's way different.
He vegan and some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sober Gucci eating quinoa and shit.
The whole shit. The whole shit.
And the rap.
But the thing about it,
hey,
typically, you don't root for a sober rapper.
Right.
You want the rapper to relapse and get back to the fucking
right, get back to talking
out.
That shit.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Sober Gucci.
Sober Gucci. Somebody said, Gucci is, I saw a meme, let's say, Gucci Man is rapping about quinoa.
Is he?
Well, I guess he had a line about quinoa. Like, what the fuck is taking you so long to wake up?
Right, right. He woke.
If Gucci.
Right. But you know what? I could even hear drugged out Gucci rapping about quinoa. That's just very Gucci, man. You know what I mean? He might not have been eating it, but I could see him using quinoa in a ball.
With Gucci on a diet.
Gucci, yeah, he's svelte than a motherfucker. That nigga back in shape. Look like he don't even know old Gucci.
Nah,
he just put out a record. Him and Future just put out a joint that they did literally less than 24 hours ago. They put out an EP, Free Bricks Part 2.
Awesome.
I just downloaded. I haven't even listened to so much. You know, it's a long queue of music and TV.
You heard The Tribe?
Yeah, I like it.
You like The Tribe?
I like it.
What you like about The Tribe?
I like, first of all, shit was right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas needed healing. I just feel like it was right on time. It reminded you. See, the thing what was cool about it, because my whole fingers crossed feeling about the whole Tribe shit was like, oh, Tribe about to put some shit out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they sound relevant. I hope they don't sound rusty and out the, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Coming off of the loss of Fife. You know how sometimes they do those, you know, bands that do those. We just lost a member. Let's put something out in the world.
Right.
But it was good. Sonically, it was good. Cats was spitting some shit. But they were also doing shit that, it's so specific to what Tribe does.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does Tribe like Tribe still.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you forget that a lot of motherfuckers came off of that tree. And just, like, the little analogies, like the space record. You know what I mean? The space program. We think we talking about space. Like, just, they're not afraid to get heady. And they know how to get heady over some mean drums and shit. Right. So I wasn't mad. I like it.
The best thing about the album to me,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, was that, like you said, Dave, it's been a long time. You know what I mean? The first thing that fall off, and you always point it out.
Okay.
This is one of your shits.
Cadence.
The cadence. A lot of times, a nigga cadence gets stuck in the era that they from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Very reflective.
You know what I'm saying? Or it's like a copycat of what's happening now, which don't work either.
Yeah.
Tip especially has some very fluid cadences, you know what I'm saying? His cadence was on point, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Actually, there's quite a few, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was on point on that shit with keeping the cadence fresh,
mm-hmm.
but still tribe, mm-hmm. but still, you know what I'm saying, modern.
Mm-hmm.
They had the old, you know, the older jazzy beats, but mm-hmm. it didn't feel dated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did the right thing, man.
They did their thing. They did it. It reminded you, I think I might have to start. I mean, I always listen to it, but I never had Q-Tip in my like my top as a lyricist, but you forget how unique and special his delivery and voice is. And there's nobody that does that shit like
and him. And he's saying some good shit.
He's saying some slick shit.
Like, he put himself back in the conversation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Q-Tip gets the In the Conversation Award this week.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Good thing we brought one. There you go. There you go. There it is. Take it. I'll tell you another thing, though. And this might, I don't think it's unpopular, but I will tell you this. He's one of these cats. I remember that I fuck with Consequence on the mic. I've always thought Consequence getting some weird shit, you know, little beefs with Kanye, loving hip hop, weird shit, swinging on Joe, whatever, and all of that dumb shit. But you forget, he get busy. He get busy. He got a nice flow. He got a nice delivery. It's very lackadaisical. Mm-hmm. But Cons, and he stay in that pocket. Yeah. Like, when he rhyme, he in the pocket. You know what I mean? He sound good. He's the seed of the tribe fruit. You know what I'm saying? And he sounded right on the album. So, shout out to Consequence.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't look at the album. I didn't look and see who was on it.
Yeah, I
let it play.
Right.
And I heard some unfamiliar voices. I wonder who that was, but I didn't go look.
Right.
So, I couldn't tell you who was who outside of Tip.
Yeah.
And Fife.
Yeah. And is that Fife? Is that Jerobe? I don't know who that was, but if Jerobe spitting on this shit.
Jerobe spitting. We ain't heard him since.
From people.
I don't think we ever heard him. Was he even rapping?
I didn't know he was a rap. I thought he was the homie.
Right. I don't even know he was even on the record rapping.
I thought he was like, what's my man that used to be in, it's an old reference. My man that used to be, Black Moon. It was Buckshot, 5 Feet, Evil D. And I don't think you ever really heard 5 FT. Like, you ain't never really heard that nigga rhyme at all. And it was just like that type of motherfucker just getting on the mic and just having bars. You like, what the fuck?
Right.
Why you ain't speak all this other time? Come on.
I wasn't on the contract.
You know? Shit. I ain't had nothing to say. But yeah, I like that shit. That was good. Speaking of Tribe and Chappelle was on the good old Saturday Night Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I saw it in retrospect. Okay. I didn't see it live. I was fucking with the homie Quan and them.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see it live either.
You know what I'm saying? But I did go back and watch the sketches and the monologue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What you thinking?
I was there. I mean, you know, I'm American niggas need healing.
Right.
And
Right. It was medicine. It was medicine.
He turned that shit into a sermon.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, I know this is supposed to be funny, but man. I'm gonna tell you something. It was real.
That was real shit.
It was real. So, yeah. You know, I don't know how everybody took it, but
I liked it.
It was real to the black table.
Absolutely. I liked it just that, and just as a comedian, right? Mm-hmm. There's this part of, obviously the ultimate job as a comedian is to be funny, mm-hmm. right? But what I like about many comedians is when they got some shit to say. You know what I mean? When they could say something, when they could speak to what the tone is, right? Like, again, mm-hmm. like I was saying, you know, you need to know read the room. You need to know what the people are feeling, what needs to be said, how to present it, blah, 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 in a way that it still serves the purpose of comedy. You know what I mean? So we'll put some jewels in here, but it's still going to be funny. And Chappelle's one of the greats. So throughout all of this shit, like I said, you know, Trump get elected, I got to go do promos and shit like that, you know, smile real big or whatever. Then I got to go to Nashville and make motherfuckers laugh. And this is still a luxury job. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Go make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than overthink it, be honest with how you feel. And then, like, Chappelle showed the craft of articulating it in a way that's funny. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because there was a lot of, even beyond the fact that Trump had just won it, just the fact that, you know, Chappelle, I used to say he was like the comedy Bigfoot in the way that when he went missing, sightings of him were like, oh shit, I think I seen him at this. He did 6 hours here, he did this. Right. You know, he's been away for so long. He's been doing comedy for a while, like publicly in the world, but like he's still been kind of absent from television. And Saturday Night Live is still a big deal, still a big platform. This is his first time there, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the stride in which he handled all of that shit. That's just a cool motherfucker, man. Like he, you know, he just, he handled it. And that shit inspired me. You know what I mean? Like, I watched his monologue right before I got on stage from my last show. You know what I mean? Yeah, in Nashville. Like, watching, you know, backstage, watching the shit. Like, all right, back. And then literally, after he finished, the feature got off, I had to go on stage and shit. So it was good to see that in the moment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, like, okay, get that kindred spirit. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Yeah, it was cool, though.
That's what's up, man. Cause, I mean, you know, coming from a comedy perspective, because I'm not a comedian. I just watch it as a fan, as a, you know what I'm saying, consumer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's the thing when one comedian can inspire the next through not even, like, you know, a gut-busting,
right.
You know what I'm saying, funny performance or nothing, but it was a straightforward monologue, halfway talking, you know what I'm saying? Half, you know what I mean? It was conversational comedy.
Right. It was good. It was good. It served every purpose that it should. You know what I mean? I thought that was pretty fucking dope. And then, you know, some of the sketches was really cool too. I mean, that's one thing that showed how much of a phenomenon his show was,
right,
that Saturday Night Live had to show love to another sketch show.
Right.
Not just another show, but a whole nother. It had to.
And had all the characters.
The characters. You know what I mean? Like, that's gangster. That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah.
No, they knew what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got
to. What?
Yeah, you got to let it live.
Okay.
That was fine. That was fun, man. What else is good?
Man, I'm just out here, man, you know, feeling some type of way and, you know, supporting my internet artist and shit. And just
a word?
Just being benevolent on the internet or some shit.
What has sparked this internet benevolence?
It ain't benevolence, man. I just wanted some shit for my wall. But I wanted it from, you know what I'm saying, people where I felt like it counted. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, we know you get something, you go buy something from the store and shit. You know, you don't know the artist. It just be some shit in the store.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get it. But you know what I'm saying? I've been seeing a lot of stuff online that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like earlier this year, this cat, Render Writer,
he
do a lot of written art on like a graffiti walls and shit. Just words written.
Right.
But he did a stop sign. And then you know how I say stop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then he wrote all through the whole sign.
Right.
Don't stop, get it.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
So that's, you know, that's a classic Miami reference. You know what I'm saying? So I saw that, I had that. I was like, yo, I gotta get that.
And did you feel like a real art patron, like a patron at that point? Because it's like, this spoke to me.
You know what I'm saying?
It really did.
Right. So, you know, then you hit him up and be like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Give me a number. And he'd be like, boom, boom, boom. Then, you know, he took pictures the whole way as he.
Right.
Because he was like, he only did one.
Okay.
And he gave that to Luke.
Okay.
And then I hit him up. And then he was like, yeah, I sold it. No, he did two. I sold one and I gave one to Luke.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, ah, man, that's what's up. He was like, but you know, if I feel like I'm gonna do another one, I'll hit you up.
Mm.
And then he hit me up and said he was gonna do another one.
How soon after?
I mean, it wasn't that long, about a week or so.
Okay.
And then he told me the price.
Commerce hit that art. He was like, shit.
You know what I'm saying? So he went and
don't stop, get it,
stole another stop sign.
I like it.
And then, but he documented the whole way, like, you know, you know what I'm saying, sending it to you on the Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Him getting the sign.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Through the DMs?
Yeah, through the DMs. Okay. Wrote it out. Then once he finished, he posted it on the gram, and then he sent me a picture of him at the post office, and it was out.
Dope.
So I hadn't put it up. I'm about to put it up now. It's going to be up before Thanksgiving. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Where you going to put it?
It's in my office.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right where I work at. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Look up. Don't stop. Get it.
That's
right,
what's up. You know what I'm saying? What else you got? What else you been looking at?
I just bought my man M. Tony Peralta.
Okay.
Peralta, he just did a Bodega Cat illustration.
Okay.
It just came out yesterday.
Like a painting?
Like, you know, he do illustrations. So
right.
He do, you know, high quality prints and shit.
Right.
And I'm a fan of his work.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of it is very like Dominican centric, very uptown centric. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, I wanted to get the, he had a Goya Bean one before,
mm-hmm.
but he had sold out of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but he he posted the bodega cat when it was hot. Like, I like the way it, I just like the way it looked. And it's, you know, so
sitting
New York.
Sitting on the bread.
Yeah, it's just okay. So New York, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm like, yeah, I got to give you one of them.
Yeah.
So I hit him up like, yo, can I just, you know what I'm saying, send you the money now? Because, you know, because I ain't going to never keep up with the, when it drops.
The process.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wow,
the drop.
Pay.
No, yeah, I'm like, can I just go ahead? But then he was
put
like,
put it on the money.
Nah, it ain't like I'm stunting and shit. Like I'm buying
raise
no
your upness, brother. I thought we talked
Monets
about
and shit, but you know what I'm saying?
Her out. So go ahead.
So, but he hit me back and said he'll let me know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he did. You know what I'm saying? He hit me yesterday and went ahead and got that.
That's
and
dope.
Then, so I'm gonna go back and get the Goya joint and the Cafe Bustelo joint. Just had them shits on one.
That's slick.
On one wall.
You was the first cat I think that ever that put me onto that cat. Like, I think did he illustrate something or did he advertise in the Hustle? He did something. Peralta Project. Something. You did something with him years ago. Because besides
nah, that
you,
was, that was Goldie Gold. That
nah,
did.
I know Goldie Gold, but I want to say you did something. Well, I saw Peralta.
I mean, I was. He was on the site. I had interviewed
maybe
him
that's
for the site.
It, okay, because you know I know that. Because besides you, I mean, I started seeing him. What's my, I forget my man's name, but he does, you know, Sound of Art.
Yeah, that's how I met him.
Right.
Yeah.
So besides you and my man, what's my man's name? Shout out to my man. We know your energy. We're going to find out who it is in a second. Don't even trip. And then my man, Miro. The kid Miro. Shout out to Decency Miro. But my man Miro stayed with a lot of Peralta shit on.
Oh, right.
But he Dominican.
Oh, and then I had his shirts. I had his shirt. He had the joint with the mask. Oh, yeah. My man had on his shirt in the magazine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody had on the shirt in the magazine.
Okay.
So, but yeah, he been doing a lot of dope shit, man, for a long time. He had this one piece, and I don't know if he still got it or he sold it. It was a painting of, you know what I'm saying? It was basically like a Target practice poster.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, it was speaking out against police violence and stuff, and it was real dope. But, you know, I didn't have no capital at that time.
Oh, yeah, man. It's always cool to support some, you know, the arts out there, though. That's.
But you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, when I want to look up, if I'm going to do something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know a whole lot about art.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm starting, I'm tiptoeing in
right.
it, you know what I'm saying? So the shit that I do want to get, I want to be able to, you know what I'm saying, have a touch to it. Like, you know what I'm saying, have it mean something. Like,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Have
speaks
it,
to you.
Yeah, have it speaks to me, or, you know what I'm saying, somebody I respect that's did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Watching your boy, who you put me on to.
Who's that?
Cleophas.
Oh, yeah. Shout
and
out.
Wade, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know he going to get something. He going to have something that I'm going to fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he a beast.
I'm laying in the cut.
I bought a Gargamel piece from him a couple years ago. Fire. Mm-hmm. Gargamel with like a polo rugby on and shit.
No doubt.
Yeah. Shout out to Cleophas. Man. Shout out to all of the artists that's
yeah, there's quite a few that listen to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, shout out.
Desire Hand, who did the joint of me.
Okay.
And then, what's my man name? Do the illustrations, you know what I'm saying? He just had one up today.
I don't know, but you know what? Like, if you listen to the show, comment with a link to your Instagram. If you an artist that feel like you got some shit.
And Justin, you know, Richburg, he has some shit. He was the one who had a joint with the G Money.
Oh, right. These likes?
Yeah, these likes, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you a dope artist, man, shout yourself out in the comments. Put a link to some of your work. Ali, maybe you'll put up some pictures of what you copped. Don't stop, get it. You know,
no
so the people could witness that. And,
no doubt.
The Bodega Cat.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a couple more pieces, you know what I'm saying, that I want to get up before Thanksgiving. So,
all right. You know, so look at that. No. Patrons are waiting.
Like, looking for just some dope photography as well.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at that.
Hit D.O. He be buying shit, too.
I like how you brought this.
He richer than me.
Nah, man. Listen, that man is in a season of benevolence. I'm going to get at that. Yo, well, first of all, let me say this, because I did say Hattie B's. I also went to Prince's. I do want to give a shout out to both of those
establishments.
Yeah, hot fried chicken spots.
All right, Prince's versus Hattie.
Well, this is the thing. Let's talk about it. Prince's is where it started.
Okay.
Princess is the OG. I went to Hattie B's. Hattie B's might be like the touristy one.
Mm-hmm.
I found that Hattie B's was hotter than Princess. Everybody says Princess is way hotter than Hattie B's.
Mm-hmm.
I went, I got a hot from both of them, and then I got like a wing of their hottest, both places. The wing in Hattie B is called Shut the Cluck Up, and then the hottest at Prince's is Triple X Hot. Mm-hmm. And Triple X Hot was manageable. It was hot, but I could get through it. Hattie B's Shut the Cluck Up, like, you know, when you eat some shit so hot, you don't even enjoy it.
Right.
Like, it was one of those. It was like, motherfucker was sweating and shit. And they got people online, and you eating on a, like at Hattie B's, you eat like, you could eat outside, like on a porch. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating outside, publicly eating hot
Did
chicken.
Did you eat the hottest wing first or last?
I think I might have, I did it together, but I think I took a bite of the hot first just to gauge it, and then I took a bite of the Shut the Cluck Up. So it wasn't like I didn't, you know, the shit was hot. Put it like that. The shit was fucking hot. I was sweating. I'm probably on somebody's Snapchat sweating. I Snapchatted the shit myself. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just shout out to both of them. Shout out to the cat Amir, some cat out in Nashville that was kind of hood sherpering via Snapchat.
Okay.
He was like, soon as I said I was at Hattie B's, he was like, nah. You know, it's one of them cats, should have went to Prince's. You know what I mean? So I said, all right, being the completist that I am, let me go to Prince's and see what's what. Mm-hmm. And then I did a poll on Twitter, and Hattie B's won, surprisingly. The streets, I guess.
I mean, what did you say?
I feel like Prince's has better tasting chicken. Mm-hmm. Both of them, the chicken is good. Like, mm-hmm. the chicken is juicy, the shit is good, you know? But I think that Prince's heat has more flavor, whereas Hattie B is just hot for no fucking type of reason. Like, it's like a crust. It's like a crust of just heat. So it don't really all the way permeate through the chicken like Prince's does. Prince's is like, it's well seasoned. So if I had to go with one, I'm going to go with Prince's. But when I did the poll, just to let y'all know, a good old Hattie B's beat him by, it was 69-31%. Hattie B's won. Beat Prince's. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, shout out to Hattie B's. Shout out to Prince's. She is the winner.
There it is. Of the In the Conversation Hot Chicken Award.
Hot Chicken Award of the week.
of the week.
Oh, shit, you're going to be at a new chicken special.
I think I might be done with the hot chicken. I think I might be done with standing online for food, B. This shit is ridiculous now. It's starting to get ridiculous, man. It ain't that serious.
No doubt.
Yeah, I got to, you know. You
been online for any shoes lately?
Now don't, I don't
well,
never
in the
really,
market, in the market for this. I know you
I
ain't.
I ain't doing no line.
I stand in line about this chicken. Though.
Not a Jordan. But I had a beat. Now I got the black toe ones. I wanted those.
Okay.
I wanted those and I copped them. I found a good little cop off of eBay, so they didn't beat me in the head too crazy. You know what I mean? Just a little bit over box. Mm-hmm. Wasn't too bad. So I'm excited about that. Other than that, did I have anything else? Nah, what about you?
No. But I did, you know what I mean, in my mind, if I was going to cop something, uh-huh. But until I saw, you know how something looked good and you like how it look and shit, but then once it hit the wild, then it's like, yeah.
Like, I could.
I mean, I like how they look and all, but it's like, it's going to be played in 2 seconds, like,
okay.
them Special Forces.
Oh, the tall Air Force One joints? Yeah.
They look cool on the gram.
I haven't seen them on the fake. I haven't seen them in a while.
Somebody had them on at the Miller Lite joint in North Carolina.
How they look?
They look official, but they look like one of them shoes that's going to be played out next week.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? They look, they definitely look official right now.
It's the Chrysler 300 of sneakers.
It's the Chrysler 300 of sneakers. It's okay. It's that motherfucking Timberland Steve Madden boot.
Yep,
Steve
the J Lo shit.
The J Lo.
The Manolo.
It's all that. That's, you know what I'm saying? That shit look hot.
Yeah. They launched them at ComplexCon. I remember that was the day they came out and they had this huge thing for them. Them shits sold out immediately.
Just look, they look
high.
Are they
a lot higher than the regular?
Yeah, they like a boot.
Okay, kind of like the Ricardo Tichis. You seen those? You've seen them before. I'll show you a photo. Like the tall,
kind of like them old, the Kanye Desert Storm looking.
Oh, they that tall?
They not that. They not that wide and shit, but they tall.
Okay,
they tall.
All right.
You know, I like a gum bottom on an Air Force One. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fire.
It made me want to break back out my IDs and shit.
The red, black, and green joints?
It was red, black, and gold.
Oh, okay, boy,
you know what I'm saying? They had them hustle colors.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get right. I hear that shit. Anyway,
Yeah, but you know, I ain't been in the market. I ain't copping shit, man. Next shoes I'm copping is a pair of Ferragamos and shit.
Okay. You know what I'm
saying? Some dress shoes that's gonna last me 10 years, 15 years and shit. Keep playing with y'all every week.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. This is forever.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they bought this high.
Okay.
Yeah, they bought that.
Looking at the t-shirts.
But it don't look, you know, those just go straight up.
Right.
When it, you know, we got them little textured things.
It look like a bag kind of
Yeah, you got the little texture, so it don't look like it's just a high ass.
Yeah. I gotta see them in life.
High for no high reason.
Yeah. Man. Oh man, what else is going on? Anything else? You watch any good television?
I'm on that Insecure.
Yeah,
that shit getting interesting.
Now you didn't tell me. I seen the last. I don't want to spoil no shit, but I seen the episode before the most recent episode.
Right,
so
I
seen a couple things happen, but you said in this most recent episode,
they go for it. They done took it all away.
He's
a race. Got tired of y'all thinking she awkward and shit.
Yeah, she fucking.
She out here fucking.
Yeah. She's not asexual.
Nah, she done hit her mango season on y'all ass.
Really? Hilarious.
She still got on, you know what I'm saying? She playing it like you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like the girls from the show Girls and
right.
shit. Like, you know, she ain't trying to be sexy with it.
Right.
She still... You know what I'm saying? Got on the you know the big panty and the,
right.
you know what I'm saying, but in the scene she going for what the fuck she know?
Yeah, she showed up.
She showed up.
Came to play.
She came to motherfucker. She wrote that shit.
And played the game.
She showed. She go, y'all. I'm gonna learn you something today.
Really? Y'all ain't thinking it ain't all the way awkward.
Nah, it ain't. All
interesting.
Awkward,
you know what I'm saying? Interesting.
So that's interesting.
Have you ever been in a situation like that where you kind of thought somebody would be awkward in that, like in an intimate situation, you were surprised by what would transpire. You know what I mean? Like, you thought it was going to be one way, as Marla would say, but it ain't. It's a whole different way.
I definitely been in that situation.
Uh-huh.
Underestimated the situation.
Uh-oh.
Playing too much. Wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't even supposed to be messing with this girl, man.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's in at fam. You know what I'm saying? It was actually the first person I met, the first individual that I met
right.
at fam.
Okay.
And she was just a homie. Like, you know what I'm saying? She
okay.
wasn't nothing to her. Real slim body. No, uh-huh. no nothing. Nothing
that you like.
I mean, wasn't nothing popping nowhere.
Okay.
No booty, you know
okay.
what I'm saying? Little bitty titties, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, so you wouldn't think nothing of it, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I wasn't even into it like that, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Because for the most part, man, I like mine kind of tall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At that time, you know, I'm from Miami, so it was into a lot of thickness over
right.
here. But then, you know, my taste, you know, mellowed out some.
Okay.
But at this point, she had nothing to offer.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? What's so funny, man?
Hilarious.
Shit,
I could see the comments. go ahead.
No, I'm not skinny. I'm not
wait,
little bitty body shaming.
You talk about what you like.
Right, but there you know what I'm saying? But she just wasn't.
She had nothing that you wanted.
Nah, she's like you know, whatever. Anyway, so I would call her every now and again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just on just the most regular shit, like, you know, going through my list, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me see what's up with her.
Right.
Call her, we trip out, talk about some regular shit. She talk about her boyfriends and
mm-hmm.
her boyfriend problems or
mm-hmm.
whatever, and it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night, it was Valentine's weekend,
right.
you know what I'm saying? And she called and was like, hey, you know, you want to come through? My boyfriend, I caught him cheating, and... It's fucked up, and I want to see you.
Wow.
Like, oh, shit.
Well, you know the context.
Now, you know, now in my mind, I'm
right.
like, I don't really want to do this, but
right.
But I'm 19.
A friend in need.
I'm 19. Yeah. Hey, shit.
It's whatever.
Hey, man. Yeah. I'm on a roll.
Right.
Let's roll on through.
Secure the bag.
Secure the bag, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So I go through, and it's nervous, you know what I'm saying? Because I see where it's going. And I'm conflicted in myself whether I want to go there or just say, fuck it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just not.
Right.
So I go there. And it was way, you know what I'm saying, more different than what I thought. So now my mind is all fucked up. It was my worst performance ever.
Uh-oh.
It was, you know what I'm saying, it was a quick little... It was over.
But why? What do you?
Because I had too much conflict going on in my head. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I was not focused on the game.
You
I,
in
I
your
wasn't
head.
Present.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, this little. Then you know what I'm saying? She take off her stuff. I'm like, okay,
right.
Ain't nothing there. But then you grab the little bitty booty and it's kind of soft and it's like, oh, this is not right. What's going on?
That's
so
the worst.
It was a confusion.
Okay.
It was a conflict that I knew I wasn't even supposed to be there.
Okay.
Doing this to this girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be your boyfriend.
Right.
That's for sure. And maybe that ain't what she wanted, but I'm just thinking through all this crazy shit in my own head. You know what I'm saying?
You putting too much on.
I had way too much on, too much sauce.
Yeah.
That shit was drowned in sauce.
Yeah.
So the performance was whack.
Uh-huh.
That's hands down the worst shit ever. And I consider myself to be a player pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this the little bitty motherfucker was like dissing a nigga after the fact. I was like, it was one of them situations where you couldn't do nothing but just take it. Like, all right, go ahead.
Just another nigga on the hit list.
You got it. You got it.
Damn.
And it was fucked up because we was cool.
Damn, not no more.
Nah, that motherfucker never spoke to me again.
Damn!
I saw her motherfucking ass.
Oh, man.
I saw her motherfucking ass years later at a classic.
Still.
And she gave me halfway speak.
And the fucked up thing is y'all both know why.
No, I'm saying,
that's
of course.
Fucked up. We all know the elephant is still in the room.
Oh. And of course, but you know how motherfucker be like,
right. I ain't even want to do this shit.
But you know how motherfucker be like, well, I've been thrown out of better places.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's funny.
But it's like, come on. But you know, you gotta let her have it because you know there was some whack shit, and you shouldn't have never done the shit in the first place. So, hey.
You're gonna show up. You gotta show out.
Yeah, you gonna show up. Gotta show up. What motherfucking Oh, man, what's my man? Genghis Khan said.
Uh-oh, your man Genghis?
Genghis Khan
Shout
said.
Shout out to Genghis.
If you're going to be scared, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? And if you
Is that
you
what
gonna,
Genghis said?
Genghis said, if you're going to be scared, don't do it. And if you're going to do it, don't be scared.
Okay, Genghis. Genghis sound like a live ass nigga.
Genghis took over the whole fucking continent of Asia and Europe.
He sound wild colloquial, though. I didn't think he spoke like that.
I mean, it's paraphrased for the update.
Yeah, it sound like a rapper.
Well, shit, if you're going to do it, don't be scared. If you're scared, don't do it.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying?
What they say, what Big say, he said, never make moves if your heart ain't in it.
No doubt. And motherfucking Mobb D said, ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death.
Scared to look.
They shook.
Shit!
Anyway.
On that note.
You want to shake on out of here?
On that note. Get on up out of here.
Where you going to be at, man?
Oh, man. I'm going to be going to D.C., actually.
You out here in the world, Pop.
I'm about to be in D.C. for the next 2 days.
You on tour.
Then I'm back. I'm back Friday, and then I'm shooting a music video.
Oh, shit.
With little Chloe Jane on Saturday.
Okay.
And then, shit, man, we out in this world, man. Catch me on the ground at Mr. Muhammad on the Snap. Hit me up on the Snap, you know what I'm saying? A lot of live dialogue on the Snap.
Yeah.
And on the backside at the Thorough TV. You know what I'm saying? That's the conversationalist point of choice.
Okay.
You know what I'm
you have two Snaps?
No, I just got Thorough TV.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
At Mr. Muhammad on the ground. Okay. But on Snap, that's where people hit me at on
right.
the Snap.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I usually, you know, hit back on the Snap.
Right.
So that's where they show love from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
check in and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's apparently a good place to do that.
Oh, all right. Well, there it is, the Snap. Man. That's where they're going to see you at. All right, well, shit.
Where you going to be?
I'm in New York, man. I'm in the city. This Friday, I'm at the Stand. I got two shows at the Stand this Friday. I'm also at New York Comedy Club, late night show, Hot Soup. I'll be there. 19th, Saturday, I'll be at the Stand as well. Two shows there. And I think that's about it until next week, you know? But, yeah, this weekend I'm in New York City at the Stands. Come through. I'm also at New York Comedy Club, like I said, Hot Soup. So check those out. I'll be posted about them shows. But in the meantime, in between time, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
We out.